This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:15, beautiful morning, beautiful spring week ahead of us, so enjoy it while you can, because it's going to be summertime before long. It'll be the Louisiana legislative session before long. But before that, you got an election on amendments. Let's just get the Louisiana State Representative Mandy Landry, shall we? She can get me out of the hole I've talked myself into. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How's it going?
Everything's going well. And you?
Yeah, having a nice little sunny, beautiful Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I should tell people, of course, you're a graduate of Notre Dame University, Georgetown Law, and since it's New Orleans, blank high school, because that's what really matters to everybody here. Let's talk about the constitutional amendments, Mandy, and your take on 1 through 4. You can take them in whatever order you want. One is the one that establishes the, I guess, some kind of like different regional court or something like that. What's all that about, do you know?
Yeah, so all four amendments in general were rushed through. They didn't need to be done when they were, for people wondering why you're voting in this low turnout March election, part of the reason is people pushing it did not want these amendments on the October ballot, and that is because New Orleans is voting for our local city council mayor, that sort of thing. So think about that when you vote, why you're voting and no one else's. But number one is super concerning to me, especially because people who are encouraging you to vote for it don't tell you the whole story about it. It does two things that are unrelated. One of the things it does is say that judges can punish out-of-state lawyers, and it's ludicrous. We need that in our Constitution because we already do that. If you're an out-of-state lawyer trying to practice here and you're being bad, the judge won't let you practice anymore. Makes sense, right? Pretty simple. Mm-hmm. The second thing it does is create specialty courts, and I noticed like when the governor and even the young Republicans have talked about Amendment 1, they don't mention specialty courts. When the gentleman from the Pelican Institute was here last week. Yeah, I know. I always screw that up. He didn't mention specialty courts. And what's a specialty court? Well, it's going to be in the Constitution, undefined. We have drug courts that are defined. We have mental health courts. People have heard of veterans courts that help veterans with a host of criminal issues, and those are all defined. But this is an undefined term. Do you want to leave that to the legislature? Here are some things the legislature could do with an undefined specialty court. How about a court that deals with all insurance claims and only insurance claims? So every time you have a hurricane claim or a car accident claim, it goes to a special court with appointed judges. That's my issue with Amendment 1.
Appointed by?
The governor or whoever he asks to go find judges. Yep, because all of our judges are elected, and you know some are better than others, but if we don't like a judge, we can kick him out of office. We can go find new ones. But an appointed judge, the public has no say in it. So if you have an insurance claim, yes?
You were at the legislature. You know who was pushing for this. What's the idea behind this? Who was pushing for this and who wants this?
we can only guess, because whenever someone asks, what do you want to do? What's a specialty court? The response was, well, we don't know. We have to set it up first. We can't do anything without setting it up first. And that's kind of nonsense, as we see in Louisiana law. Like I said, the legislature has set up drug courts and mental health courts and veterans courts. We think that there's probably some sort of, quote, business court idea that sends big businesses to a separate system. Those do exist. But for example, Georgia asked its voters, do you want to set up a business court system? And the voters said yes. And they asked them very specifically about a business court. But because this is undefined, I do think it gives the legislature way too much power, frankly, over the judiciary.
Leaders for a Better Louisiana, we just had Barry Irwin on. They oppose Amendment Number 1. Let me move on to Amendment Number 3. Legislative authority to determine the crimes for which juveniles can be tried as adults. The Council for, what did I just say? Leaders for a Better Louisiana say they oppose that as well. Tell me, Mandy Landry, about Amendment 3.
Yeah, it's very interesting, bedfellows, on this one in particular, and too, that some of your further right religious groups have aligned with a lot of my left friends. Right now in the Constitution, there's a long list of violent crimes that says that the district attorney can send a juvenile to adult prison for rape, murder, anything violent. We Louisiana voters voted to put that list of crimes in the Constitution, the specific list of deadly crimes. Or very violent crimes into the Constitution. We said those are situations where a juvenile needs to go to adult prison. This amendment would remove the list of crimes and allow a DA to send a juvenile to adult prison in the adult court system for pretty much any crime. That's a lot of power to give to someone, especially in some of these far-flung places where history might be a little bit behind. Supposedly, according to some, law enforcement groups, we need it. But then when the legislature asked the author of the bill on the floor why we needed the bill, she really couldn't explain it. So this is another one that even if people aren't for it, I would say, you know what, give us some time. Let's figure out what's going on here and why we're really doing this. And are we giving the legislature, again, too much power?
All right, speaking of time, we're going to take a break here, and I want to save some time to talk about Amendment Number 2, which is a big rewrite of Louisiana Constitution, and the time that was allotted to put this all together and the process involved, because you were there at the Capitol, Mandy, and talked about slowing down everything else when this happened. Mandy Landry, Democrat, Louisiana State Representative, giving us...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Her take on the amendments and the process involved. More when we return. 822 traffic now, WWL. 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Mandy Landry, Louisiana State Representative, talking about the constitutional amendments on the ballot. Mandy, number 2 is the big one. The floor is yours.
Is it ever? It's the amendment you're going to vote on has something like 90-something words, and the bill itself is over 100 pages. Again, this is a big deal. This is essentially, Amendment 2 is essentially a rewrite of Article 7 of our Constitution, which is all about taxes. When we redid our Constitution in the 70s, it took about 2 years to redo the whole Constitution. So to redo an entire article about money in the span of 2 weeks when no one was really paying attention, cram it all in, done by a few people, is a bad idea. And when I say done by a few people, it was done by people who really wanted what they really wanted. I'm on the Tax Committee, the Ways and Means Committee, along with Rep. Willard from Gentilly. We're the two Orleans members on it. Mm-hmm. We weren't invited to a single meeting. I saw the draft of that bill when everyone else saw it, and there's plenty that we could have agreed on. This bill, it touches personal income tax, corporate income tax. So it does away with most corporate income tax. There's two taxes. It's over $1 billion a year we will not collect in corporate income tax. It combines or does away with several funds, some related to education. It says it's giving the teachers a raise. Guess what, Tommy? We can give teachers a raise the very first day of session. I don't like how they're using teachers here. Essentially here, what's happening is you have people who've wanted to do a lot of things to our tax system for a long time, and some of those are probably very necessary. But to package together like that and mislead people and not explain everything to people is, I think it's wrong. I mean, I don't even know all of the provisions that are in it because it changed so many times since we first saw it. I just caution people, look, if you're not sure about an amendment ever, don't vote for it. That means we can go back and try again.
To be clear, you're not saying there aren't changes that could be made. You're saying this is no way to go about it?
Absolutely. We do need to make changes. We have a crazy tax code. We really do. But the way we're going about it, with a lack of input, essentially from differing views, and by packaging everything together, differing things and things that don't need to be in there, like a teacher pay raise that are going to distract people, this is not the way to do it. We need time to do this. And like I said, I mean, most of the reason it was pushed through is because it needed to be on this ballot and not on the ballot in October when New Orleans elects a mayor.
Biggest concern about unintended consequences of this or direct consequences of this?
That we might go broke sooner than we think we might. We are not getting any more federal money for a while or for an indefinite amount of time. So we need the money, and this is going to really tighten the belt, maybe more than we intended.
Thank you, Mandy. Appreciate your time and your insight as always. Mandy Landry, Louisiana State Representative. We're going to take a break. We come back. Boy, you want to get involved in something, a volunteer. Jefferson Parish needs CASA advocates, and we'll talk about that when we return. 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. And 11 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Margaret Ether, advocate recruiter for CASA Jefferson. They need volunteers, and boy, if you're looking to volunteer and you can, this is one of the more noble things and helpful things that you could do. Good morning, Margaret. How you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Good morning. Good morning.
Tell me about what CASA is and what being a CASA volunteer entails.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Again, CASA, I'm Margaret Ether, the advocate recruiter for CASA Jefferson. CASAs are court-appointed special advocates for children in foster care. We work with children. I need volunteers for children that's been taken from their parents due to abuse and neglect and in need of somebody to be a voice for them. You have to be 21 years or older. It doesn't interfere with your job. You make sure that all of that child's basic needs are being met while in foster care. You don't put children in your car. You don't bring them to your house. You don't take care of them. As I said earlier, you make sure that all of that child's basic needs are being met. There's a 5-chapter class that you have to complete. We make sure that you understand what you're doing to help a child feel like it's not their fault. And you do make a difference. You change a child's story from the negative to the positive. And I have 30-plus children that need a volunteer. So I'm putting my heart out to you this morning. If you don't know your purpose, find your purpose. Everybody has a purpose to help somebody make a difference in their life, because somebody made a difference in your life. So come on, everybody. Help Casa Jefferson out by volunteering with us and help us with our children.
What kind of commitment are they looking at, Margaret?
Well, what we're asking is that you complete a case. It's like a 2-year commitment. As I said, it doesn't interfere with your job. I have a lot of people that work full-time that has taken on the task to help us make a difference with our children. So we're asking that you complete a case. Cases normally don't last but a month, 2 months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years. And that's what we're asking you to help us make that difference and change that child's story.
Margaret, for people that think that maybe they want to do it, maybe they don't, is there some kind of discernment thing that goes on, or an information session where they can get, you know, like sitting through it and see what exactly is involved?
Good question. Yes, there's an informational session that's conducted by our executive director, Wendy McGee, and that helps you to learn more about CASA. You can ask questions in the informational session. It helps you to understand the full capacity of what you're going to help us do. You can also go to the website, www.casajefferson.org. You can go on online and do an email, send me an email, margaretita@casajefferson.org, or you can call 504-533-8757 and talk to me. The informational session is just what it says. Information about CASA. You get all of the basic information to help you understand. And I do know being a volunteer is not for everyone, but the informational sessions allow you to make a decision and to understand how very important you are in helping us with our children.
Somebody texted in, Margaret, do you have to live in Jefferson to be a Jefferson CASA volunteer?
No, you don't. CASAs are throughout Louisiana. We're here in Jefferson Parish, and that's my pitch for Jefferson Parish, but CASAs are everywhere.
Tell me again about the sessions. How do people find out about them, and what time commitment does that take just to sit through the session or see if this is something that they would be interested in doing?
The session may last anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes. You can sit at your office desk. Signed up, go to the website and sign up for the informational session. Our executive director, Wendy McGee, will be on the informational session. I will too. You can ask as many questions as you want to get you more information about CASA, why we do what we do. As I said, CASAs are court-appointed special advocates. They work with children that's been taken from their parents. We need you to help us. It's desperate times. Our children are going so much the left direction. We need you to help us bring our children to the right direction, which is the right, and give them some guidance and understanding.
And is it a Zoom thing, or can you do it at whenever you want?
Well, no. The 5-chapter class, are in-house. One class is you have to go to court observation. Those other classes are Zoom classes. Our next class starts in May, and I'm pushing for May to be a full class so we can help the 30-plus children that's on our waiting list.
And I meant the informational part of it, Margaret, the 15- to 20-minute thing. Can that you access that whenever you want?
Well, it's scheduled when you put in your application or your for the informational session. It's usually on a Tuesday or Thursday between 11 and 12 o'clock. It don't take long. You just learn more about CASA, why we do what we do, and how much we need you to help us.
Margaret, God bless you for all you do. We'll help you whenever we can. Believe me, CASAJefferson.org, CASAJefferson.org, if you can help. Thank you, Margaret. I hope we fill it up for May.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You bet. Appreciate you. We'll take a break for traffic now, 855 W.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.